okuyamanda yud alif. Really, we end up yud amud beis. Lema, the bottom line. Lema pchas nevela tanoi. Gemara wanted to say this halacha that as soon as the behemoth dies, we had said to Mahalchem last week, we consider it is paid up already with the nevela, is a tashlumim, or the gather is that the hezek was only till the nevela. The nevela was never genizik, so the hezek was till the matzav of nevela, and therefore, if the nevela became nifchas in value, became worth less after the hezek, the mazik is not responsible to pay for this, because we consider that the hezek was only till the nevela b'shas a hezek, or we consider that the nevela was a payment for the hezek b'shas the hezek. It's considered already as a payment. So that what it's worth less, that's the loss of the nizik. So the Moshe says, Leim ebchas nevela tanoivi. L'choire, this is a machloikes tanoi. D'sanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Em toreif yitoreif yevieyu eit. Now this pasuk is speaking about a shomer tzochel, that it was a shomer on a behemoth, and if the behemoth became tefer, that means, for example, a nari went and was matref the behemoth, so the shomer is an onus, this is onsim, and a shomer tzochel is potter an onsim, v'yeyu eit, so the Tanakhama darshins, Tam Eid Shnayim, Yovi Eidim Shinitrafa Boines Upata. He should bring two Eidim that will be Mayid, that will testify that they witnessed that this behemoth, this Pikodon, was Nitra Boines, it is not the fault of the Shema. Upata, that is how the Tanakhama learns Pshat in Yovi Eid, Yavi Ehu Eid. Abishol says a very interesting drash in the pasuk. Yovi adude lebezn. He should bring the dead behemoth, the nevela, to bezn. And the purpose it should be brought now to bezn is to evaluate how much it's worth now, and we'll know how much the shomer has to pay. And we'll see, Rashi explains, according to Abba Shol, the Pasuk is speaking about that the treife was not through an oynes, it became nitraf bipshiyas ha-shomer. And therefore the shomer has to pay, but we have to figure out how much does he have to pay. So let us clarify the value of the nevela b'shas misosai. And we'll know he has to pay till that value. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Upota, the Shemesach, he brings Eidim, the Shemesach, Upota, Ba'onsim. Shemesach is Pota, Ba'onsim, Kedachsive, Umeis, Oinishba, Ein Loye. If no one witnessed what had occurred, then Shvuas Hashem, Tiyabench name, then the Shvu of the Shemesach will be mevarer how the hezek occurred. But if there's Eidim should be made. Yavi adude nevela, the nevela should be brought to Bezdin. Lashuma, Bezdin should evaluate how much kama he shove it, how much it is worth now. Vahachi mashmika, how do we translate the pasuk? Yivieyu at. Yovi ha'aduda, kidachsi ba'boike yechal, at ha'ainu sholo kidmetagaminen ador mipi meiri. That the ayin dalid is a lotion of sholo. This animal was the sholo of an ari. So you should bring this dead animal to Bezdin. So let's go back to the Gemara. So here we are, machlekes, the Tanakhama, and Abishol, how to explain the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, I have to explain this pasuk. My love, Bahokim Miflagi, this is the Machlokes. The Mas of Pchas Nevela Denizik Ave. Abishol holds Pchas Nevela Denizik, that the Nizik, any Pchas, any, and for if the Nevela becomes worthless after the Hezek, so the Nizik suffers from this Pchas, from this loss, is therefore you have to figure out how much the Nevela was worth Bishas the Hezek. Umar the Tanekame, who did not want to say this Drash, he holds the Mazikave. So lechayr et samachloikis tanoim. Let us just see Rashi. My love, behokim miflegi. The ba'insin hovadei loy poligabisho. That means the drash of the Tanekame that Edim, the Ados Edis will patter the shomer if there was an oinis. The zichen amachloikis in this. The main that fill a nitcha for ba'insin yeichayet. That if it was nitcha ba'inish yishayim, then shomer socha chayim ba'onsim. Elohochi koma. Im nitcha for bepshiye. If it was nitcha bepshiye, Abishol learned as follows. Nitcha bepshiye. Sheyehei bar tashlomim. The shomer then is obligated to pay. Yovi adude. He should bring the adude. V'yosef mi beisoy. And then he should add on to this adude. Al adomim shishove b'shas misa. How much it is worth b'shas misa. So he adds on the sufficient amount to bring it to its previous value before the hezek. The imishum domim dahashte. If the posik is coming to tell us, you could use this nevela as a payment. The posik is not telling us pas nevela the nizik. The posik isn't speaking about this. La yitzterich. I don't need a posik to tell me that. Dahashte yislay nevelas achaniyosa. If the shomer would have other nevelas, not this nevela. Yoivlai, he can pay up the whole hezek with his own nevelas. Koshkein ha, Savada Givis, he can give him back his dead nevela, the dead nevela of the nizik. Ela lepchas nevela osa. The pasuk is coming to tell us that if the nevela will become worthless, so therefore we have to know who's going to lose from this hepsid. This pchas. That's what it says. So let's evaluate how much the nevela is worth now, and we'll know how much the shomer is mechuyev to be meisiv. The Tanekame deloy mapik leilahach drosha. The Tanekame who did not want to say this drosha. So the pchas nevela, the mazikave, he holds if it will be worth less before the Nizik receives it b'shusai. Is the mazik of it. So the mazik will lose from this loss. That means this loss of value, the mazik is going to lose. He has to be mashlim the tashlumim of how much it is worth b'shas tashlumim, not how much it was worth b'shas tashlumim. Hilkach leimotzi luk mikro lahach drosha. You can't say that the posik is coming to tell us that we evaluate the shavius of the nevela now, because what do I hear from evaluating it now? Dimishum domim dahashte if lo itzrich. If the posik is coming to tell us that he's paying up now, so I want to figure out how much it's now worth, and the conditions he can pay him up with nevela. Leitzrich, Tanya Yoshev l'Rabbi Shove Kesef. I know he can pay up with Shove Kesef. So al kolchoch. So this mistame is the machlokes Abishol and the Tanaka. So the Gemara says no. The light. Let us not say that. The kulaume the nizik. Everyone agrees. Chas nevela the nizik. The machlokes is who has to foot the bill to bring the Nevela from where it was killed, to bring it back to civilization. It was killed in a forest. Who foots the bill or the tircha of transporting the Nevela back to civilization? So that's the machloikis. The Abishol holds Yovi Adude, that the Mazik has to, that's from the obligations of the Mazik. He just doesn't tell the Nizik, you know, your behemoth is dead. I'll give you a more or less a diagram. You can figure out where it is. You go to the desert, to the forest, and you pick it up. No, the Shomer has to go and bring it back into civilization. And but later, this is before the Tashlumim. So the Gemara says there is such a concept that the Mazik is mechuyev to be metapol to bringing the Nevela back to from where it was genizik to a mokem that the nizik can get it now. Minayim, Pasanya Khairam Oimrim, Minayim Shalbala Boyer Lahaloish Sher Mi Boyroi. How do we know that if a behemoth fell into someone's boyer, that the Bala Boyer is Mechuyev to take out the behemoth from his boyer? That's his obligation. Tamud Loima Kesef Yoshev Lebolov Vahames. So this is a drash. As one scene from the Goyin, when drash is nothing to do with pshat, that means we can cut up the psukim al pi the drash. So this, that's how we make kesev yoshev lebolo. So this pasuk is speaking about the obligations of the balaber. So number one, kesev yoshev lebolo, should make sure that the bailim get back the amount of money that it was worth till now. Ve'hameis, and he should also make sure that he gets back the mace. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, b'toyrach nevela, lahavio mimokoim shemeso shom, to bring it, to transport it from the place where it died, lamokim shemeso shom, to where the place it was before. Abishol sova ala mazik, who Abishol holds, this is the mazik's obligation. Vosanye benichusa, kesef yoshiv lebolov vahameis. Mashme sha'af hameis is also yoshiv lebolov. Let us see Tosfos. Yovi edim shenitrefo bo'inis. Now Tosfos understood. Yovi edim shenitrefo bo'inis means, according to the Tanakhama, that if there are Edim that witness the Oynis, he is not Nemon with a Shmua. He has to bring Edim. Yovi Edim is not Pshat is that he can get away with Edim. No, he's Mechuyev to bring Edim. So Taisha says that's what this Tanakhama darshans from this Pasuk. V'isi doirish peperka umnim. Isi says the same halacha from a different posik. The posik says, Ein roye, there was no one that witnessed the hezek, Shvus Hashem tiyeh ben shneim. So Isi made a drash, Ein roye, then we rely on the shvu of the shoyma. Hoyesh roye, Yovi eidim shenitrefo pota, but if this hezek was witnessed by Royim, by Edim, they have to be made. The Mashmois Dershim, he could be there. There may be Sai Isi and Sai Atat Nekama hold that a Shvue is not sufficient to be Mevarer how the Hezek came about unless this is the only alternative left. If there are Edim who could be Mevarer how the Hezek occurred, so then the shvu is not sufficient. So they both say the same halacha from different psukim. He darshens ein roye hoyesh roye. The Tanakhama darshens yovi edim, which means if there are edim have to be brought. Now others had a different gives in the Gemara, Yovi Arura Lebes, not Aduda, Arura. Now, why is this behemoth called an Arura? Perish Shemesa Beloi Brocha. Oro is the Hepech of Boruch, so that means if a behemoth is geshochten, so that means it left this world through a Brocha. But this was killed by an Ari, so this is called an Arura. These the Goris Adura, the missing one, missing in action, Kamay Achas Mehina Leinadora. The Kuntras Goris Aduda Kamay Yechal Ad. That's the Lotion of Sholo. Zakta Gemara Vaita, Omalei Abaye Lerov, Sal Koponim, the Gemara Bora Baraisa, Kesef Yoshiv Lebolo, that the Pasuk is telling us, Kesef Yoshiv Lebolo Vehameis, that is the obligation of the Baal HaBeir to get the dead behemoth out of the boil. Kesef Yoshiv Lebolo Vehameis. Amalei Abaye leRove. So Abaye asked Rove, "Hay Teirach Nevela Heichidom." What is the pasuk telling us that it's an obligation of the Baal HaBeir to get him out of the boil? Ilaim the bebire shav yezuze. If we will say that in the boil the behemah is worth azuz, vagude shav yearbe. And when you take it out of the bear, you put it on the side of the bear, it's worth 4 zuzim. And it seems Abaye held, that is really the case. The case is, it's yichel worth more when it's in the bear, it's not usable. You have to first get it out of the bear, then you can use this nevela for dog food, whatever you want. But because it's in the bear, it's useless. So lechere Abaye held, that its zikha becomes worth more when you take it out of the boil. So Abaye asks, so why do you need a pasuk to tell us that the mazik, the Baal HaBeir, takes the behemah out of the boil? You don't need a pasuk. If he has any brains, he'll zikha do it because he'll be saving a lot of money. Like this, if he takes it out of the boil, some emailers, so now its value jumped from 1 zuz to 4 zuz. He has to pay less. If he leaves it in the boil, he'll have to pay more. So why do you need a posik to tell us, that it's mutal on the Baal HaBeir to take it out? He'll do it without this birur hakro. Without this chiyuv hakro. Ki torach b'denavshei torach. He's doing it for himself. So I need a pasuk to tell me this. Amalei, so Rove said, Vaitzriche de bebire shav yezuze, uvagude nami shav yezuze. He said, enoch nami. In such a case, you don't need a pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that it has the same value, Sai in the bear and Sai on the side of the bear, outside of the bear. It's a mele, so then I would think so the Baal HaBeir could tell him, so you should take it out yourself. Why should I take it out? That's the pasuk is telling us, Vahameis, now that's from the obligations of the Baal HaBeir. Frekte gemore umi iko ki ai gavne, there's such a possibility that an animal in the bear and outside of the bear has the same value. So the Gemara says, in the Omri Inshi, people say, Kshura b'mosa b'zuza. You buy a beam in the city, it costs a zuz. Kshura b'dabra b'zuza. You buy a beam in the forest, it also costs a zuz. That means not all the time does delivery, because of the need of delivery, does that hike up the value of the article which we are speaking about? You can have two drugstores that can sell the same products with the same prices, and one offers free delivery. This pu'ula of
of taking the nevela out of the boil does not necessarily involve a raise of the value or to lessen the value when it's in the boil and when it gets out of the boil. So maybe that's why we need a pasuk. Zot Rashi, va'aguda svasaber on the edge of the bird, v'dinavshi katore. So Abaye asks, why do you need a posik to tell me that, why do you need a posik to tell me that, that the balaber is mechuyev to take out the nevela, he's doing it for himself. The shayim leila nizik, but tomi yisayri. Now it's worth more for the nizik. Why need the posik vameis? Kishura kaira. A beam. Bidabra besot. Afagav shemachus avolir. Nimkabasus. Not necessarily the delivery of an article will change the value, the market value of the article. That's what Rabbi answered Abaye. Now we're starting a little new sugya. Omar Shmuel. So Shmuel said as follows. Till now we were learning by Nezikin that Pchas Nevela de Nezik, that's number one. We said something else, that by Nezikin the nevela becomes either a chelik of the tashlumim, or the hezek is still the nevela, and you only have to add on from the shavius of the nevela to what it was previously worth before the hezek. So Omar Shmuel ein shomin loy leganev veloy legazla elo linizok. Shmuel said that this halacha, that we have to evaluate how much the nevela is in order to figure out how much the mazik has to add on to be mashlim the hezek. This is only by nizokin. But we'll have a similar situation by gneve, by gzele, there the halacha will not be like that. That means let's say someone stole something and it broke or it died. So there the halacha is that we will not evaluate how much the broken pieces are and then he has to be mashlamit. No, he has to give him, you don't give him broken pieces. You have to give him, as we'll have later, he stole an axe. Don't give me back broken pieces and add on. You pay me back an axe. Vani Oimel, and then, so Shmuel said that by a ganev and a gazlan, you're not shum, we do not evaluate the broken pieces because they're never used in the tashlumen. By nezikin, you evaluate the broken pieces. And then Shmuel continued, Vani Oimel, and I hold, af the shoyel, I hold by a shoyel, this also the same aloche. The Abba Moideli, and Rav is Moide to me. Now, this is a very vague lashon. So the Gemara says, Iboyelu. Let's understand what is Pshat in this lashon of Shmuel. Hochi Koma, is he saying, Af L'Shoyel Shomen? This Af L'Shoyel, he said two halachas. He said, Ein Shomen Begavel V'Gazlan. Shaman l'shayil, shaman l'nizokit. Now he says, also a shayil. Is the shayil going on the ain shaman of a gazlan, the kind of a gazlan, or is the shayil going on the shaman of nizokit? Iboilu, heichi koma. Af l'shayil shaman, is this a continuation of nizokit? Va'aba moideli and rav is moide, that by a shayil we evaluate the pieces. That shows as equivalent to Ganav Gazlan. That you're not shom by a shoyl. Toshma. Ahu gavre the shoil nago mechavre was a person that borrowed an axe from his chavre. Chavre, he broke it. Also lekame derav, he came to rav. Omale zil shlim le nago ma'alya. Give him a new axe. Don't start figuring out how much this broken handle is worth and how much the broken pieces are worth. You give him a new axe. Shema mino. So we see from this that Rav holds ain't shaman. That you don't evaluate the broken pieces. You have to give him a new axe. So we see that was pshat in Shmuel. Shmuel said, I ab l'shoyu, it's going on the reshet, shom l'ganu l'gazlun, ab l'shoyu. And because we see Rav holds by a shoyu, there's no din of ain shomim. There's no din of shomim. He told them, you pay back a new axe. Shmami no ain shomim. So the Gemara says, adrabba, but let's continue this story. It does not end over here. Midaomri lei Rav Kahane v'Ravasi. Rav Kahane v'Ravasi were by Rav, by this psak, and he told the shoyl, you pay him back a new axe. And they told Rav, Dina hochi, is this the din? Is mechuyev to give back a new axe? V'shosik. And Rav kept quiet. Rav didn't answer anything. Says he didn't disagree with them. So he held Lamaisa that you're right, that ain't shaman, that you're shaman, that it's shaman. Shmami no shaman itma. So punfakel, from the end of the Maisa, we see that they asked him if that dinna hochi, and he kept quiet, so it seems he agrees with them that the dinna is shaman. So now the Gemara brings down the halacha hamachloikis itma oma ulam rabalozo shomin legana legazlan. But you shomin afilo by a gana legazlan, you can pay back with shvorim. Rav Papa yomar ein shomin by a gana legazlan. Veilchese ein shomin. Loi legana, veloi legazlan, avol ishoyil shomin. By a shoyl, we will try to figure out how much the shvorim were worth, and that is I will show shomin ki Rav Kahane v'Ravasi. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Omer Shmuel minig dayonim hu. The custom of the dayonim is shimgonav v'gozo v'heimoy keilim. V'nifchesu etzloi, and they became damaged by him. Ain't shomin hanevele v'ashvorim lebailam. We will not evaluate that animal, the shvorim, sheyarzer ganev hapchas, that the ganev should return the damaged article, ele yishalim behema v'keila v'ulim. He pays back a new animal, a new keli. Vashvorim shlo, you can keep the shvorim. By God of a gazlan. And the whole thing, shomet, he said, Ela nizokim. Shomet can receive a mace yoloi. There it says that you pay back with the mace. Vanirima af l'shev abamoydali tav. Abuzran. So now the Gemara wanted to know, what is pshat in this member of Shmuel? Does it mean af l'shoyo shomim? And nizokin koi, this is a continuation of nizokin. Nizokin is shomim, and shel is also shomim. I do ma af l'shel ain't shomim. I have a gan of a gazel, because it's a continuation of the ration. Amele af kahan le bravasi bo mitzipe ka shoyo. Amele, so we see that it's a continuation of shomim. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, Bishiltis, Tarabachoi, Goris, Omar, Shmuel, Holy Abbe, that Shmuel is saying over this memory from Rav, like a Pesha, Kuntris, the Pesha, the Minik, Dayonim, Kahu, this is the custom of the Dayonim. Ain Shomin, Loy Leganev, Vulay Legazim. Perish HaKotris, Ein Shomen HaNevela V'Ashvorem L'Bailam. We will not evaluate the Nevela V'Ashvorem L'Bailam, She'yarza Gana V'Apchaz, Ela Yishalem Behemo Shleimo V'Kelim Mu'ula. You have to give back, don't give me back, don't pay me back the pieces, you give me a Nevela, you pay me back a Behemo Shleimo V'Kelim Mu'ula. Ashvarim Shlo, you can keep the pieces. Frech Toisves, Va'af Al-Gav, the Kaimelon, Yoshiv, L'Rabba Yishabe Kesev, Ke Kesev, Va'afilu Subin. So, why is a Ganev and a Gazlan different? Ganev and Gazlan Shani. Mishum Dechsiv Asher Gozal. The Pasuk says, Ve'heshiv Es Agzeilo, Asher Gozal. So Asher Gozal means that the article that is being returned should be equal to the article that was stolen. You stole a crystal vase from me, don't give me back pieces. You give me back a crystal vase. Hilkach. Tzorich lahachzer hagzeila oy domer. Give me back a crystal vase. Or give me back money which I can purchase a crystal vase. V'lo yisub. Don't give me back inferior tashlum. Chaimashme birishalmi. So, Taisvit, the Gemara never explained the reason of this halacha. Taisvit said a drash, ve'eshivis agzeila asher gozal, kasher gozal. Chaimashme birishalmi, minayim shein shomin, loyla ganav, loyla gazlum. Omar ababa ba momo, by ganav, brings a posim, chayim shnayim yishalim. You should give back, we're speaking about the kefil of a ganev, you should give back two live behemoths. The loy mason, don't give back dead behemoths, give back two live behemoths, one for kefil, one for kerem. Then the Yerushalmi says, at kedoin gneva, gzeila minayim, amar ababa b'mamo v'heshev, gzeila asher gozal kasher gozal. So now Taisus is just bringing us a look in the Gzeiras HaKosuv, that the Tashlumim of Gzeila and Gneve have different guidelines. Here there's nothing of Subim. Now Taisus wants to explain what is the reason for this. Behind the time, the Ganev, the Gazlan, Konu Miyodoi, Kshi Haitziyai, Mershus Bailam. The Ganev and Gazlan were koine, konu miyad kshaytiyah mishus bailam. Abo mazik leinis chayev, elo kemoyshe hizik. Now, before we go further, I'd like to say over, what is pshat in Taisvus? Taisvus says a very, Taisvus brings a trash, you have to pay back v'chaim shnayim, v'tvorm shleimim, kasher gozal, v'haynu taime, the Taisha says, because he's koine. What does Taisha mean? Taisha does not mean shini koine. Shini is koine, so it's poshet. Maybe shini koine would also not be poshet. I mean, then you can pay back with subit. So Rab Reuven and Simon Ches Eis Gimel Baba Kama says as follows. Bishar Mazikin, when a person is mazik something, Ein ze elo tashlumim mashehizik. So what he's returning is not returning, he's paying. I mean, the Yenna had a crystal vase. He broke the crystal vase. So the crystal vase is a article of past history. Now he's just going to pay for the hezek. So in payment, there's no shear what quality the payment has to be with. You can pay with subin, you can pay with shmorim, you can pay with nevelas. Mishalim b'chol mili, avol gana v'gazlan, sh'oisin kinyan, aganav in gazlan, they make a kinyan. That means there's two things. Number one, the difference between a ganav and a mazik is destroying. He's not taking for himself. He is destroying what belongs to the nizik. So when you destroy something, you have to pay for your destruction, for the hezik. So it's a payment. There are no halachas in hilchas tashlumim what quality the payment has to be from. You can pay with zubin. There's no problem. Zechter Rabbi Reuven, but a ganev, he took it for himself. And the Torah recognized this taking. It's called Einai B'Shusai Shel HaMikzal. It's even though it's Shaloi, but it's Einai B'Shusai. It was taken away from the Mikzal. It was taken away. So when the Torah said, when the Torah spoke about paying back, so the Torah eloquently said, V'heishiv es egzela, return. Now, what does return mean? Return means return what was taken away. It means you have to return. You took it for yourself. Now return what was taken away. So, memele, so the gather is, what did you take away? You took away a crystal vase. Return a crystal vase. That's your chiyuv. You have to return what you were taken away. You took away a crystal vase. Return a crystal vase. Something very interesting. When I'm giving back the crystal vase, your crystal vase, it's also called I'm returning it. That means when I have taken it away from you. It could be it's shaloi, but it's not b'shusai. So this was taken away from you in a sense, and I have to return that. So the chiyuv of a gazlan and a ganav is returning to the previous status. So memela, so that is why it's not paying; it's returning. I wanted to bring a raya to this yisod of Rabbi Reuven, the Zarashi in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. Rashi in Daf Ayin Beis and Medal of Masechtos Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is a pilpul. If a goy has kinyan meshicha, if there's such a concept as kinyan meshicha by a goy, so the Gemara says if a goy does not have kinyan meshicha, so einoy betoiras hishovay. So when he steals something, he's not betoiras hishovay. So Rashi says if he doesn't have kinyan meshicha, loy shayich boy hishovin. So how can he return it? The kivin the akum loy konye, a goy doesn't have kinyan meshicha, is the Yisraeli, the chalecha de ise, the morehi, wherever it is, it belongs to the balabos. So that means there's no concept of returning. Returning is only a said and understood if it was taken away. So if you have a kinyan mishiche, so the gneva accomplished something, it was taken away from the nignat. So you have to return what you had taken away. But if you don't have a kinyan mishiche, so you never take away. So kalechad isa, it's b'shus demore, so there's no concept of v'heishiv es egzel. That's what Rashi said. Now let's continue the Tosfos. Yeah, by the time of the Gan of Gazal Kodem, Yodik Shetzi Mishus Bailam, Avol Mazik Loynis Chayiv. So there is no Indian of returning. It's not giving back returning. Avol Mazik Loynis Chayiv, a Kamoshe Hizik. Loshna Tosfos would seem, I only have to pay you for what I was has Mazik. I was Mazik till the Shvorim. That's what I have to pay you. And the Shvorim wasn't Mazik, so that you take back. Fine of time, so since this is the lomdis, that the chiyuv is to return what you had acquired, legally or not legal, but you had some sort of an acquisition, you acquired something through your gzeila, and that you have to return. Fine of time, the mandioma af lishoyu, a shayel also has to return that what he had borrowed. Kiven the chayev ba'onsin, because the ashayel also borrowed this chayfetz for usage, and he's responsible for the chayfetz. So whatever happens with it, it's your responsibility. So this is also a similar concept. You were taken away from me, ba'onsin, but you're taken away from me this chayfetz. You have to make sure you return to me this chayfetz. Nimtzei shekonoi mishah shehoitzi miyad abaylem, adomim hudin ischayim kmei gana v'gazlon. So Mamela is considered like he had taken away this keli, and he's chayiv to pay domim, which is malihein malidmeim, kmei gana v'gazlon.